All right, we'll call to order the Town of Stevensville's public hearing for Monday, October 22nd, 2018. The clerk, please read the roll call.
Mayor Dooley?
Here.
Councilmember Barker?
Here.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Here.
And Councilmember Michelson?
Here.
Thank you. All right, we're here for two items this evening. First being a petition to vacate the 40-foot alley running through Block 17, lots 3 through 18 of the original town site of Stevensville. We'll take public comment, question and answers on that topic, and then we have a fiscal year 2018-2019 budget amendment on the agenda as well for comment and questions and answers. Those of you who are here for public comment tonight, please make sure that you sign the sign-up sheet at the front, at the door. It helps the clerk with keeping track of who's speaking during the recordings of the minutes. She hasn't learned everyone's name. So, and then also, as you give your public comment, please step forward to the podium and address your questions or public comments to the board. At that, we'll yield the floor to the town clerk to present the petition for vacate.
Thank you, Mayor and Council members. This is, as the mayor said, a request to vacate the alley on Block 17 of the original town site. This is the alley right here. The petition was submitted by citizen Carolyn Nickens to vacate the alley, and it was signed by a majority of the property owners in the block. While at first it seemed to be rather straightforward, as, oh yeah, this is an alley who's been or has been abandoned for a lot of years. We look back and we think it's sometime before the 1970s that was abandoned, but we just don't know when it was abandoned. The more we looked into it and the more we met with citizens who live in the block, it became apparent that it's not as straightforward as we originally thought. So there's some items that the council probably needs to be made aware of as you're thinking about this item under the next council meeting at 7 o'clock. So this property here, our property owners are in the audience. It does not appear that the alley is any longer going through this lot. What they did is they combined lots 1, 2, and 3 to create this, and this is 2019 and 18. They've done some interesting configurations to create this lot. So it's not necessarily your 1 through 10 and your 11 through 20 any longer. We can't find any official records that this alley underneath this property was vacated or abandoned. This is all we have, is that there's just a new lot configuration. Now the alley right here is interesting in the respect that it doesn't look like an alley. When you talk about an alley, some people think of it as a piece of land and some people think of it as a roadway that you have access. And we do have alleys in the community that you do access through the roadway here, and others it's just land. In this case, while it's been abandoned, there's a number of structures including fences, sheds, workshops, and things like that that encroach in the alley. So it's problematic from that perspective, what we do with the alley in any event, whether we vacate it or not. You've got structures in there that have been built over time. But in one of the situations, I believe it's this property, and I don't know if the property owners are here, but they have a shed that's built over in the right-of-way on the other. So it's 40-foot right-of-way. And what's typically happens is you split it in two. So you have 20 feet that goes back to this side and 20 feet that goes back to this side. When the situation over here where you have a house who's built a shed, we built it on the other side of the 20 foot. So if we vacate this alley, you're now giving it to this property owner, and it really belongs, the shed belongs to this property owner. So it became convoluted and complicated, and we were just not sure at what point what we should do about that. The other thing you need to consider is to vacate the alley, there has to be a legal survey conducted of the land so we can legally portray that in the map that says, now this property goes back to these property owners of the alley, and this side goes back to the property owners here, the 20 feet. But we also have a sewer line that's coming right down the alley, and as a matter of fact, it goes right through in this couple's house. the corner of the sewer goes right through their house there. So we need to maintain that access through the alley for our sewer, the utility easement. So if we're going to look at this, we need to look at, do we want to create an easement? Or what other means do we want to maintain that utility easement? So that's another question that you're going to need to be thinking about as you deliberate on the request. I think that was all the points. Is there anything else I'm missing, Mayor?
I don't think so. Thank you. All right. At this time, I'll open the floor up to public comment. Again, please come forward to the podium, state your name and address for the record, and go ahead and give your comment. Any comment on vacating the alley?
I'm Mark Adolph. I live at 205 West 2nd Street. The odd lot that's at the end of what is there on the map of what would be the end of the alley, we've only lived there about a year now, and we just wanted, when we got this, at first I was thinking this was telling us that we had to vacate this alleyway. I'm like, oh my gosh, our house will not, our house will have to be dismantled. Part of the house, from what we've been informed, was built in 1900, and from information from neighbors, it was actually a barn that was owned by the Bucks. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot of history on the house because it's just, I haven't had time to find all that details. But for us, if there would ever be a necessity for it to continue as an alley or anything else, it would literally go right through our house, especially at what we suspect as the oldest part of the house, which was built in 1900. So that's, I guess, my comments on it. That's a little fuzzy. Yeah. I can't really point, but. Right in. Our house is right here, and this, it probably looks like, yeah, it goes through the main structure of our house if it was continued through. Okay. But I don't know if I need to point that out any more clearly or not.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further comment? Mr. Thomas.
George Thomas, Public Works Director. There's the, how's this thing? Okay. You can see right there is probably where the manhole is with this vein that goes through here.
Okay.
So yeah, that would be the main part of the house. This house here, there's a manhole right there within 10 feet of the house. You know, it's been like that since I came here in 93, and the maps that I found, it's sort of within around 1955, and it shows clear alley through there on that book. And then the next one I found was 72, and it was just the way it is now with the house built there. And everybody, you know, had encroached in on the alleyway. But the town is going to need to keep something, a right-of-way of some kind, because if we ever had to go in there and do work on that main, we've got to have the rights to go in. It's either that or a new main be put down this street, and this main be put down that street, you know, to get around a problem. So, and we haven't had too many issues with that main. We get a plug down there, but for the most part, it's been a good main. You know, it's a good tile name. That's all I have.
Thank you. Any further public comment on vacating the 40-foot alley through Block 17?
Is it comment only, or can you ask questions?
I think if there's no other comment, we can open it up for questions and answers. Do you have a question?
I do. So my question would be, if you have to have the survey done, is that paid for by the city, or how does that go about? The next question I would, and I think Audrey kind of answered it, is that you need to have an easement. I mean, I think that needs to be part of that decision. And when you make, you know, I think it's a great idea to vacate it because you're not using it, but I think you have to maintain access.
So, as far as a survey of the property, that's something that the council will have to decide and deliberate on as to whether that cost is shouldered on the town or if we take that cost to the petitioner or petitioners and share that across the property owners. So that's something that the council needs to answer depending on how they decide to move forward. I think to answer one of your concerns that if we didn't vacate, I don't know if it's a concern of yours or not, but I'd like to address it because it's somewhat unanswered. If the town declined to vacate the alley and left it abandoned and just left everything status quo, we would not reinstate the alley through your property.
That's not our intent.
I think the least amount of action that would be taken would be is that we just leave the status quo. The most amount of action would be that we return 20 feet to each property owner on either side of the alley. So I think you're unaffected by this petition altogether, based on what we see as a survey of done of those properties, that your property line has already been adjusted for that alleyway. And so, no, it's not the town's intent to put an alley through your living room. Unless the council decides otherwise, but I don't think that that's their intent with this petition. You'd be given ample notice if that were the case. Any further questions or answers? Vicki, did I answer your questions?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't say who I was, Audrey. I didn't stand up
for you. So there's a learning curve. Thank you. All right, if there's no other questions or answers, we'll close public comment for the petition to vacate the 40-foot alley. And we'll invite the finance officer to present the fiscal year 2018-19 budget amendment. April.
Things that we didn't know about at the time that we set the budget. So right now we are asking for an amendment for three items. The first being the purchase of laptop computers for the town council for their use during meetings and for researching and whatever. For rounding purposes, $992. There's no unanticipated revenue to cover that, so that money will have to come out of the general fund reserves. Secondly, we were awarded a grant from the FAA to cover the design phase of the next improvement project that will be happening up there, the amount of $165,465, with offsetting expenditures of $167,800. And so we need to amend the budget to recognize that revenue and get spending authority on it. The final item was brought up by the fire chief, two meetings ago. We have been, we're a subrecipient of a grant to purchase SCBA for the fire department, and our match requirement will be $10,500. Again, there's no revenue to go with that, so that money will have to come out of the fire engine capital improvement fund. There is money in that fund, so it's not a problem. We just need to get spending authority on it.
Thank you. All right, we'll open the floor for public comment on the 2018-19 budget amendment. Again, as stated previously, step to the podium, state your name and address for the record. Any public comment? Questions and answers? All right, straightforward. Great. Don't know if that's good or not. All right, if there's no other comment or questions on the fiscal year 2018-19 budget amendment, we'll adjourn the public hearing. Thank you.